Alhamdulillah, we have completed the 22nd para today. And one of the ayahs that we recited tonight was regarding them, that we as Muslims, we have no rights in Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam command us to do something. We have no options but to follow it. There is no such thing you can have option of not following it. Allah Ta'ala makes it very clear that that person who does not follow it will complete gone astray. In other words, that whatever the command of Allah and the command of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam we have given it the law to follow, we have no option at all to refuse, we have no option to change it, but just to follow what the command of Allah Ta'ala says. We are not free to do whatever we want to do. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's cousin, he wanted her to get married to Zayd radiallahu anhu, who was at that time free as was a slave. The brother and sister thought, why must he get married? Because you know now his status now, status. They did not not happy with the decision. Allah Ta'ala sends down the wahi to say, this ayah came down. That you have no option when it comes to matters when Allah and Rasulullah gives you a command to do. Today we are of this kind that when we have been given the command of Allah Ta'ala, we bring our own options. We bring our own theory. We bring our own reasons not to follow the command of Allah. We don't realize that we are asking Allah Ta'ala with a war with Allah Ta'ala. And one of those things that is called riba. Interest, which is a very, very big thing in the world today, throughout the world, not only in our country, but we have so been drowned in interest to that extent that we show Allah Ta'ala that it's supposed to be done. Allah Mani Father. And so many people who have been drowned in this interest, in the end, they're all drowning. They lost the respect and lost everything. But why? They lost the road to Allah Ta'ala. Whatever Allah Ta'ala tells us to do, we must do and do that, that's the most important. And if a person thinking through interest, he is making a lot of money, but in effect the progeny come to realize afterwards what will harm the cause of the progeny. So whatever Allah Ta'ala is haram for us, we will not go near it. So those people who are doing it, they must accept in the heart and make tawbah in front of Allah Ta'ala and try to put themselves right. And if someone has to tell them that you're doing this wrong, you must accept it as wrong. It's very important. One is a person doing something and does not accept them. So whenever you do this kind of thing, you must try to make sure that you make sure that you make this something. If someone tells you you're doing it wrong, do not make any excuses, but accept it. And make tawbah from Allah Ta'ala. And try to put yourself right. That one ayat. Another ayat is this, but that when you enter in a house, do not enter without permission. Many people enter the home without permission. They're not supposed to do that. It's your friend's house. You're not supposed to enter without permission. And secondly, when you go to an invitation, invited, you eat, have a meal, and day after, don't sit down and waste time. You're wasting his time, you're wasting everyone's time. After you have your meals, make bismillah go away. That is the correct way. Now it's different now, you've got a close friend now. Does not mean you must talk so much. When you begin to talk so much, you begin to talk futile talks. So another reason that is, that's why the same when you go to people's home, invite somewhere. Have an invitation, khalas, and go away home. That's most important. He'll bring his work, you do your work. The third one which is most important, that we go na mehram. In our homes today, you know, we mix up with children, by husband and wife, all sitting together and eating and all. It's not permissible in Islam at all. First of all, we normally too, we're not supposed to meet anyone alone. In other words, a man and a woman together, not supposed to stay together, not to talk together. It's not important. It's very important that to keep away from those things. So we must try to bring our homes also. At work also is important this much, that the way you keep things, that if the females are there, the male must be one side, not be them mixing around. Although it's a public place, but it's more important that the way you make them sit together, that they are sitting separately all together, although they may be one place. But they're doing their work, they're doing their work. But they must not be alone. That's the most important, not to be alone. The moment you become alone, the shaitan comes in between. So that's also very important. And today in these days, it's so dangerous at home, especially with the uncles also. The uncles also. They interfere with their own niches. It's gone to that extent. So we have to be very careful. We must keep in mind all these things. You'll be surprised what you are hearing. That I get messages of that kind. 80-year-old man, I get a phone call, 80-year-old man will interfere with his niece. So I will tell him you must not allow to enter the house at all. So where he's gone, and Allah Ta'ala made some haram, you cannot come in between. So he's gone to that extent because our environment is so bad. So it is important that parda must be all the time implemented all the time. We must leave parda. Allah Ta'ala made parda. So why must not accept it? So if you want Allah Ta'ala's rahmat upon us to keep away, let us keep away from their perdani. It is very important. And you find this, you know, those Haji Ben, Haji Bai, Haji Ben. Haji Ben, what does not mean they must make you sit together and talk together. Then what happened after that? Allah said that. Nowadays you got this thing to, you know, now they got this, I don't know, this court, you know, they've got the playing tennis, what we call that. Now the girls and women are playing together, families are playing together. And in the end, when they're playing together, they play somebody else together too. That's how they change husbands together. So that's very important that we think it's a small thing, but you end up somewhere else. So whatever Allah Ta'ala's command is, must abide to command of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala knows what is good for us. He created us, He knows what is good for us. So we give us a command to do, we must fulfill the command. Another ayat this came in mind was this one that Allah Ta'ala, you know, in dunya we go to taklif, we go to difficulties and hardship and all that. Then when Allah Ta'ala in Jannah, when He gives you those things, when all alhamdulillah azab and al hazan, you see, you tell Allah, all praises to you that you remove all our grief and sorrow. Everything, the moment you enter the Jannah, you come to that all your grief and sorrow is removed. So how important it is that you keep Allah Ta'ala happy in this world. Then only when you get to taklif, man is going to go to taklif in this world. There's no certainty, no taklif. We came in the world to get taklif. If a person don't go through hardship, there's something wrong with him. He has to go through hardship. Allah Ta'ala says that I created you for a test. And the biggest test only Nabis went through. We didn't go through those tests. Nabis went through all the greatest tests. So we go through small tests, but accept those tests. And we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, accept the test that we go through, must make it easy for us to. But if whatever misery you go through, do not complain about it. Do not complain. Because when the most you complain, who are you complaining to? You are complaining to a person who cannot do himself anything. He is going through more bigger taklif than you. You rather go and talk to Allah Ta'ala. To Allah, whatever complain or whatever, you talk to Allah. Allah will satisfy. So that is also important. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا نَارُ جَهَنَّمُ. Then comes the ayat of the Quran saying that those people, although this ayat is the kuffar, the non-believers, but the Muslims also be affected. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا نَارُ جَهَنَّمُ. Lot of people will be put in Jahannam. Allah must protect us from them. At that time you see Allah Ta'ala, you know, Awalam now give us a chance one more time to go back to the world. Give us a chance to go back into the world. Allah Ta'ala, Awalam nu'ammirkum ma tadhakkaru fihi man tadhakkara wa ja'akum nadhir. We did not give time enough in the world to follow whatever you want. Enough time you give in the world. So many years you stayed in the world. Wa ja'akum nadhir, we sent you a warner also. Warner of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He reminded you of the good and bad. He reminded you of the punishment that takes place. وَجَاءَكُمْ النَّذِيرُ. And then you find after the people in the world, the Sahaba reminded us, the great saints have reminded us of the world. Now you're going to go back in the world, what are you going to do? And even on that, we gave you old age also. When we gave old age, at least you know, realize that now my eyes are going to close now, I'm going to leave this world. What preparation you made for that too? Then we gave you sickness also. You find a person, the moment he hears cancer, what happens? He leaves everything, his world is now end of the world. Now he's only making dua to Allah Ta'ala, all the time concerned with his life. Likewise, when we became old too, we became grey too, what's the meaning of that? The grey become now that means our time to grow also. And then we see grandchildren come, that means now their place come in the world, our place goes to this world. We had all this in mind, this, you know, you did not take any of this thing. Now you want to go back to the world, you're going to go back into the world, what are you going to do? The same thing what you've done before too. So that's why Allah Ta'ala will make sure that He will not allow us to go back to the world. But make dua Allah Ta'ala protect us, protect our iman. The most important your iman. Whatever it is, a person commits sin, he can make tawbah. But the iman is something look after, very important. Many a time the person says something along with his tongue, he's going to realize his iman is gone. Like a person wakes up in the morning, in the hadith is mentioned, he wakes up in the morning, he wakes up with iman, but in the course of the day he sputters of those things that lost in iman. Likewise, a person sleeps with iman, the course of the night does certain things, loses iman. Allah Almighty fasts. More important, look after iman. Iman is what, if a person commits a sin, Allah will forgive him. But iman is something which goes from you, then Allah, then what, then Jahannam that is open for us, Allah is parted from that. Ramadan is given to us to make dua for us, to become a better person, a better Muslim, so that after Ramadan, how you spend the time, look, the masjid are full, namaz are full, for fajr namaz, you see, everything is full, in month of Ramadan. After Ramadan is a time for to show Allah Ta'ala all the times we gave us the month of Ramadan. In the after Ramadan, we become more close and dear to Allah. But how you get away from sins in Ramadan, after Ramadan, we do the same to Allah Ta'ala. Kabul Allah. And tonight is the 21st night. The Manu Nabi Karim gave us the glad tidings. 21st night, and every odd night is a great night. Do not waste your time this night. Appreciate it. Does not mean the whole night some people go to work tomorrow. That will, whatever it is, but they must make ibadat as soon as possible. Don't think, let me go home and sleep. Because the moment you sleep, you worry, you sleep right through. Rather spend 1-2 hours, make ibadat, make istighfar, make tawbah istighfar, Allahumma innaka afuwwun kareem, make that dua we have taught. So that little bit, inshallah, Allah will give us the night of Laylatul Qadr. So Allah Ta'ala must, and make dua and cry for the ummah. Try what is happening in Gaza and everywhere. So Allah Ta'ala will give the Muslims throughout the world, the global Muslims, everyone izzat and barakat, and give them victory. Whatever is happening because of our own sins, nothing else. To the Allah Ta'ala, He fathered from Allah. Wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukruka wa husna ibadatika. اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور اللهم ربنا اتمنا نورنا ربنا انك على كل شيء قدير اللهم نسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد اذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمه انك انت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قوه واجعلنا للمتقين ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم نسألك العفو والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والعمل والدين إنك على كل شيء والله قد يرسل والله we have committed all kinds of sins والله as we have seen the result in this world we are not sure of our sins والله on the day of Qiyamah we are not sure of our sins والله do not turn away from us. There is no other door besides yours. Ya Allah, open the door for us all that. Ya Allah, we are very weak. Lord, we make tawbah and commit sin again. Lord, forgive our sins. Ya Allah, you have hidden and committed sins. Openly we commit sin. Ya Allah, you do not disgrace it at all. Not this day, not the other time. Oh Allah, the people who left this world, fill their cupboard full of noon, in a barakah. Ya Allah, when we leave this world, of meeting fully, but we are shocked to meet you. We have dreamed to meet you. Well, as you must meet us with shock, we must also meet you with shock. Give us that at the last time we meet this one with iman. So, kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala ala wa sallam. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.